To those of us who came of age during the 70s, Ira Resnick has put together a book which brings back many memories. Resnick had a unique advantage to track the 70s as a freelance photographer for Rolling Stone magazine, the famous concert promoter Bill Graham, Media Press International, and Globe Photos. His career includes a significant interest in motion pictures, which began with his vintage movie poster collection. Ira Resnick founded the Motion Picture Arts Gallery and had an exhibition open at MoMA April 8th, What Price Hollywood? Resnick selected celebrity photographs for this new book on Abbeville Press, The 70s, A Photographic Journey. And I got to tell you, I love your new book.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot.
The cover of this book says it all, with photos of favorites like Paul McCartney, Martin Sheen, John Belushi with Bill Murray and Jane Curtin, and Gilder Radner. How did you select those photos?
Well, I've been working on this book for about 10 years. I kept all of my prints and negatives and slides, and I worked with a couple of people, but I really went with the pictures of the people I thought really shaped that decade, and in entertainment and politics and sports, and then threw in a little of my feelings about being a photographer to music, everything that was really important to me in those years. So I just kind of picked the best ones I had, and I'm glad I was able to get it out.
And what camera or cameras were you using back then?
Well, I started with Nikons, Nikon F, Nikon FTN. Then I made a buy from some guys in a hip-hop band who sold me three great Leica cameras, classic Leica M3 and M2s, that I used quite a bit. And then when I opened a studio in Hollywood in the later 70s, I got Hasselblads and Rolleiflexes for the bigger format on tripods that I was able to use at the same time.
And how many cameras are in your collection?
Oh, my gosh. More than I will ever use again, unfortunately. I probably have about 12 or 15 cameras at this point. My daughter, who's 16 and a half, is very interested in photography, and we have a Leica digital camera that I bought that kind of does everything for you, but has the great Leica lenses. And so she's using that as she's figuring things out and getting better at it.
I noticed in the index, it's a who's who of personalities, from Malcolm X to Laura Nero, Bob Marley, and the Stones. Share mm-hmm. some of your favorite stories around some of these photographs.
Well, I'd have to say that one of the most challenging was John Belushi on Saturday Night Live. I worked with a writer who got me in on it for a week with Saturday Night Live in 1978, and it was the original cast, short Chevy Chase, but everybody else that people remember, and most of them were very nice to us. Gilda Radner was wonderful to us, and Bill Murray was terrific, Dan Aykroyd. But Belushi, you know, was into it, doing his own thing, as you can well imagine. And I was shooting a rehearsal of punk rock Coneheads. And it was great to be on the set like that. But at some point, a reflection of the lights went through my lens and right into Belushi's eyes. And he blew a gasket and threw me off the set. And I kind of sheepishly walked into the hallway. And our friend Marilyn Suzanne Miller, who was the head writer and wrote a lot of Gildy's material in those days, had a chat with him. And a little while later, after they finished, he came out and apologized to me and said, "I'll sit for some portraits for you to try to make it up to you." So the picture in the book with him holding a beer and giving me that quintessential Belushi look was something that was very special. Another great instance was when I was working a little earlier, I was working for a collector's magazine, and we went to visit Rock Hudson in his mansion on Benedict Canyon. He is the ultimate quintessential professional. He'd been a movie star for such a long time, 25 years by that time, and he was very nice to us and walked around his beautiful estate looking at these sculptures that he had collected. And when we were ready to leave, I couldn't find our rent-a-car keys. So he and his staff, we looked around for an hour or so, couldn't find them, and we called the rent-a-car company. And while we were waiting for a new car and new set of keys, they gave us lunch and sat and was so friendly to us. And then, of course, on the flight back to San Francisco, I found the keys in my camera bag. So there are a lot of crazy stories that go on. Shooting the hoop in San Francisco and having a 6'5" guy in front of me with his arms raised high, yelling, "Roger, Roger, Roger," and having to avoid him knocking me over. But I was young and I was pretty spry, and it was a lot of fun to go through those days.
One of my favorite photographs was that of Eleanor Gehrig with the bracelet at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, thank you for appreciating that. That was an amazing. I went to NYU School of the Arts for film and always loved old movies. And I'm a collector of film posters. And my last book was called Starstruck, about my collection of vintage film posters. And in the movie Pride of the Yankees, there's a great scene with Gary Cooper and Teresa Wright where he gives her a lot of his medals from the World Series and All-Star Games and makes it into a beautiful bracelet for her. And the friend of mine who worked for the Yankees when they started to rehab the old stadium, she was there, Mrs. Babe Ruth was there, and I was looking for the bracelet just to see if by some chance. And sure enough, under her kind of mink wrap that she had around her, she's quite an old lady by that time, I saw it and I took that picture with the mink above it. When we were putting the book together, I looked up that bracelet and sure enough, it's in the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. And they gave it after she passed away. But that was probably 1973, 74, I think.
Well, thanks for this book, The 70s, A Photographic Journey. It's a great trip down memory lane for those of us who were there.
I think it's a great gift for your dad, and I hate to say this, but for your grandpa, maybe, who lived those years and loved that era and remembers the actors and the musicians of those years, the sports figures. I put together a playlist, a Spotify playlist, of about 250 songs that in my mind I thought it would be a great thing for people to listen to while they were looking through the book. But it's called A Decade Through My Lens on Spotify, and I listen to it all the time.
Any Rod Stewart or Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
All of those people, yes. A lot of the people I was able to photograph in those days, and a lot of people, I say, who fueled my passion for those times and the photographs that I was into, because that was always in my mind, whether I was driving someplace or heading for a concert, that I was going to be able to photograph Linda Ronstadt and all kinds of people. All those songs, the highlights that I loved, are all on that playlist, A Decade Through My Lens.
And just one more thing, I forgot to mention that you were production assistant in the Badlands movie with Martin Sheen.
Right, Badlands, 1972, Terrence Malick's first directorial project. And I was a production assistant, which is really the bottom of the barrel of people working on the film. But the great thing about it for me is that I was able to shoot pictures of Martin Sheen, of Warren Oates, of production, but especially of Sissy Spacek. It was her second or third film, and she and I got to be very good friends in the 70s, and we did a lot of shoots together, and she's a wonderful person, and I have some very young Sissy Spacek shots as well in the book that are very special to me, and the film turned out to be a legendary film of the 70s. It's a wonderful, wonderful film.
Thanks again for talking with us today.
It's been my pleasure. I really hope people will check out The 70s, A Photographer's Journey, and will enjoy it. And I thank you. Thank you for enjoying it.
I've been in conversation with Ira Resnick, who shared some of his archival photographs from the 70s in this beautiful volume. You'll find a link to The 70s, A Photographic Journey, at wvxu.org. /AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
So don't get me wrong. It's not that I knock it. It's just that I am not the market for a boy who wants to love only me. Yes, and I say it. You ain't pretty. I'm saying I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing. Time. Live a lot longer.